Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Tea and Cognac Session. This is your girl O'Brien, aka OB, aka O, coming to you with episode 4, part 1. Today's topic, relationships, the state of being connected. And I don't know how many parts I'm going to have to really break it into. Definitely going to have a second part, but we're going to navigate relationships, the roles we play, and what I control in that, right? Older I get, the more I recognize I've learned wrong. I was taught wrong. And these life lessons have been serious. They call them the L's, the lessons and the losses have been pretty grave. So I started reflecting on like what have been some of the major points in my developing myself and understanding who I am to be even a half-fit partner, or depending on the relationship, whether that's my parent role, my intimate relationship, or my associate colleague relationships. Like, have I figured out certain boundaries, set the boundary, stand on the boundary, and not let other people's problems, troubles, drama, negative whatever, overcome me? So I jotted down my top 5 that applies to me that I learned probably 20 years ago or sooner, but it's taken me to get older. And when you hit your head the same place a few times in a row, eventually the pain stops you in your tracks and you start reevaluating whether you touching a hot stove or you keep messing with something you ain't got no business, right? So I look back and I was like, okay, what were like some of those profound comments, hurt my feelings, snatched my soul, but got my attention lessons? I'm gonna just name them off. First one that came to mind was, the lack of planning on your part does not constitute urgency on mine. Then later in life, I found an apology without change is just manipulation. The third one would be, I control my reactions versus response. And the fourth one, meeting people where they are. That's not talking down to them. That's understanding if they're not equipped with emotional intelligence, then you're basically beating a dead horse and wasting your energy, which I'm finding is very hard to replenish. It's not as easy as it used to be. So meeting people where they are. And then the last one, understanding the difference in obedient love versus righteous love. And I've talked about this one more than a few times over the years as I've navigated relationships and wanting to understand the why. I've always had an issue of, I just want to understand. Why would he do that? Why would she do that? I would never do that. But we have all been through different things. And most of us did not get educated with what emotional intelligence is. And to understand that, that means you've reparented yourself. You're taking steps in learning what should have been taught years ago, but nobody knew better. Nobody stepped out of that little bubble or that box. And generational curses, very much a topic. And it's not a subject that's just going to go away. The more we dig into this and why we are the way we are and why we connect to the people that we do, which is usually out of trauma response, some kind of trauma bonding. Until we do that work, we don't heal. And what we have identified at this point is just repeating the cycle. And what do we know that to be? Doing the same thing and expecting a different result is practicing insanity. So we're getting back to, okay, what was I supposed to know that I didn't know? I want to be a better person so I can be a better parent for my son. And when you know your worth and your value, people that come across your path questioning it and asking questions like, what do you even bring to the table? You won't receive it as a negative thing. You know yourself, you know what you're capable of, you know what you bring to the table, and you'll be able to answer it with confidence and not like a defense. And that's something that I, to this day, am still working on, but have been able to identify. Also, comments from in my adolescence, and that would kind of resurface, for example, you're easily manipulated. Now, I remember hearing that in the past, but in the last few years, I heard it again within the family, and it was a reminder of how I need to carry myself in my different relationships, being connected to these people. My kindness at some point was received as a weakness, and so I'm being plotted against, calculated against, all because I thought the relationship was something that it's not. And now I've allowed an access to me that now people have basically become accustomed to or even entitled to. They feel like they're entitled to invade my personal peace and whatnot. So once I got kind of hip to that, and again, emotional intelligence, recognizing and understanding behaviors, understanding what an energy vampire is. And that old saying, misery loves company, is still live and in color. Like there's nothing different in 2024. It's a new day, but it's the same mess from way back when. I couldn't even give you a date because it seems since the beginning of time, man wakes up and chooses dumb stuff all the time. So I'm going to rail it back in. But I wanted to start with, like, because I want to get into the kids, raising kids in 2024 as a millennial parent, the sex topic. How are y'all doing? You know, I want to get off into that. But I really thought before we get into these rabbit holes, because all of it is the kids, the sex, the money, the politics. It's an election year. So we got a lot of nonsense, shenanigans, tomfoolery happening at the same time. And like I discussed in previous episodes, the self-care and understanding what that really looks like for yourself, because it's not a cookie cutter plan for everyone. It's going to look different for everybody. When you're really wanting to do this work and dive into the voids and the disconnects and the addictions and why you move the way you do, it's not roses and smell goods. It's hard. It's hard facing the mirror, really digging into the whys. But really, if you really want to live and be happy, you have to do this work so you're not carrying the burden and the baggage of others. Because what I have come to terms with is a lot of my struggle was somebody else's struggle projected onto me. But once I got separated from the situation or whatever was happening and really had that time to reflect, understand, and make no excuse, excuse versus explanation. I definitely, again, back to the whole understanding, want an explanation to the why. But when the explanation turns into the same reason every time, then I think somewhere it becomes an excuse, but there's a reason why we operate in our dysfunction, right? We all have a story, whether we're being honest about our story or being transparent with our story or still perpetrating frauds. Again, that's one of my favorite ones. Pretending to be something you're not. You know who you are. It's whether do you face who you are or you're lying to yourself. Is it a Jekyll and Hyde kind of experience for you? For me, I know there's about 2-3 different characters within this one being, I'm cool with that. I've been able to identify who clicks in and who checks out type of thing when I'm triggered, overwhelmed, overstimulated. Like, I know I can feel myself becoming something else. And back to the self-care piece, just the check-ins and evaluating, do I feel comfortable? Is this too much for me? Are the boundaries being crossed in this relationship? Am I being the best human I can be? What does that mean to be a decent human? Going back to the 5 points I mentioned earlier, I think keeps you on a healthy track where you do recognize you have to be selfish for yourself to protect your peace and your mind, and not indulge in other people's chaos and don't get too invested. You give what you can, you take what you need, you leave what you don't. I'm getting good at it, guys. I hope you are too. I hope you are being intentional. That's the operative word there, is being intentional in everything, down to the minimal detail. Be intentional, and simplest terms is the best way to be an effective communicator. That's where I'm at with the whole, okay, understanding my relationships, my roles, my hats. I am the Jill of most trades. I wear all kinds of hats. I have to be so many different people in a day's time. And I think that's the average American woman's life. It doesn't matter the shade. You are wearing many different hats. If you have kids, other responsibilities, taking care of other people. You don't have to be married to not. This life journey is serious. And anybody can have a bunch of hats. So it's not to make me sound like I'm unique or special in that way. I think just admitting it, though, and willing to have the conversation about it is the difference. So, I'm going to wrap it up. I want to leave you with the thought of, do you leave people better than you found them? Simple yes or no. It's not rocket science on that piece. The other part of that with my relationships, I've always kind of held on to the quote, I am my brother's keeper. I know most of us have seen New Jack City is where I know that to come from. I'm sure it's older than that, but that's the first movie I can reference. And it's always the idea of I will always be there to take care of mine or look out for mine. It's exhausting. Especially if it's not reciprocated. And with this new knowledge and this new information and more tools in my toolbox, it's a necessity to move different and understand that that is no longer my calling. I no longer can pull that weight on my own. I will be the best sister, daughter, friend. I'm sorry, mom was first, but all of the titles, right? I will be the best I can with what I have. But I'm recognizing and accepting that someone's going to be disappointed no matter what I do. And especially if it is in regards to protecting me and making sure I'm good. Someone's always going to get mad. So just keep that in mind when you're doing your own work and overcoming your own struggles and identifying who's the giver in your world and who's the takers and establishing these boundaries, all the things. You know, kindness shouldn't be taken as weakness. I am not easily manipulated, but if I do love you, if I claim you, I'm not one that likes to say no, but it has gotten me in so much trouble over the years of not simply just saying no. Have to change, have to make the changes, have to do the work. So, y'all navigate this thing with me. sort through this energy that's out here, these frequencies, people vibrating on a low frequency. How are you raising your frequency? How are you filling the cup? It all stems back to the self-care conversation. Alpha versus beta was a subject I came across some years back. That's resurfacing. So it's a lot of navigating and understanding, but all in all, just filling that emotional intelligence cup up. So you're equipped to deal and navigate and understand what you are dealing with, you know? So that's all I got for part one. Next topic, we're going to go into the sex and these kids, okay? And I want some thoughts and some feedback, like you parents that are really, you know, and nobody's a perfect parent. I have my flaws. I am good at hiding my dirt is the only difference, right? So how are we doing this thing? I want to hear from y'all. Y'all let me know. Give me some comments, thoughts, feedback. I appreciate the support, the encouragement. We need it. We need to do this for each other. It takes a village, and there's enough out here for all of us to eat. So I don't understand us still holding on to old thinking where we're somehow going to hurt somebody else by sharing resources. But this is how we move forward. This is how we heal collectively. Reach out, check-ins, lunch, simple gifts, just notes. You know, I want to fill cups. I don't want to be the reason you fail. You're not building, you're not growing. I don't want to be part of that reasoning. So I want to be part of the progressive change, as I've always said. So join me, please. We need more of this. We need more positivity, especially here in Springfield, Missouri. We need to do this work, and we need to unite in forces and business ventures. So that's all I got. Tried to keep it short and sweet. Like I said, we still got part two to get through, but I think this is a great start, and I hope it's useful for at least one of you out there. Thank you so much for your time, your support. Please check me out on Facebook, OSD LLC of Springfield, Missouri. I am the Jill of Most Trades, the blogger, and the Melanin Initiative is the nonprofit effort in Springfield, unlearning to relearn Black history of the Ozarks. So looking forward to connecting with you, talking with you, and building on what we already have. I am excited for it, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much, guys. Look forward to talking to you real soon. Peace.